NGCB approves Vegas-based slot developer Blueberry for Nevada license. The Nevada Gaming Control Board, NGCB, has recommended Blueberry Gaming, a slot developer originally founded in Canada and now based in Las Vegas, for state licensing. The next step will be a review by the Nevada Gaming Commission on September 25. If approved, Blueberry will gain access to one of the most competitive and tightly regulated gaming markets in the world. Blueberry's journey to this point, according to CDC Gaming, involved restructuring and major outside investment. The company entered bankruptcy protection in 2016 before being acquired in 2019 by private equity group Catalyst Capital. Since then, new leadership, additional financing, and an ambitious growth strategy have reshaped the business. Last year, the company raised $55 million to help launch two new titles, Shark's Lock and Devil's Lock, all in. The funding also enabled Catalyst to partially recoup its earlier investment. This round of financing highlighted Blueberry's ability to attract large-scale backing, accelerate product innovation, and improve its financial position. During the same period, the company expanded into 29 jurisdictions across North America, securing approvals in states such as Indiana, Louisiana, Oregon, Rhode Island, Virginia, West Virginia, as well as Ontario in Canada. Expansion efforts have carried into 2025, with Blueberry pursuing entry into more markets, including Ohio, Iowa, tribal casinos in Louisiana, racinos in New Mexico, and regulatory approvals in New Jersey, Mississippi, Illinois, and British Columbia. The Nevada license is viewed as a key achievement, offering both credibility and visibility in the Las Vegas gaming hub. New Vegas HQ gives Blueberry a boost. In April 2024, Blueberry bolstered its presence with the opening of an 80,000-square-foot headquarters in Las Vegas. The site brings together corporate operations and manufacturing under one roof, creating a stronger platform to serve the U.S. market and support growth across North America. According to Blueberry's attorney, Scott Shearer, the pending license represents a milestone for both the company and Nevada. He emphasized that Blueberry delivers creative, high-quality products that have attracted interest among local operators, positioning the company to secure more casino floor space. CEO Andrew Burke reflected on the company's transformation since he took over leadership. While Blueberry had always excelled in technology and artistic design, he said it lacked the direction needed to evolve into a true gaming manufacturer. Burke noted that with strong backing from staff and financial partners, the company successfully navigated a turnaround. He credited investors with providing stability through the pandemic, which allowed Blueberry to focus on building new products and driving growth rather than scaling back.